It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review A House of Dynamite, the latest movie from Hurt Locker filmmaker Kathryn Bigelow, and also one of the most haunting and thought-provoking movies of the year. It's part of an ongoing cycle regarding our country being threatened with missiles, and in this movie, nobody knows who launched it. The cast includes Idris Elba as the president, Rebecca Ferguson as the person in charge of the Situation Room, Jared Harris as the Secretary of Defense, Tracy Letts as a general, and Anthony Ramos as a military commander. It's told in three parts from different perspectives, and each one keeps us involved. A House of Dynamite is guaranteed to have people asking questions and being worried about a nuclear war. We've had this example many times on film, like Dr. Strangelove, but in Bigelow's vision, it's not as fun as Stanley Kubrick made it out to be. This is a what-if scenario, and we might not be prepared. Whether you watch it on Netflix or in a theater or not at all is up to you, but in my eyes, I think it's one of the best films of the year for what it wants to explore and what it wants us to think about. 4 stars. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.